sends his word is what heals them and delivers them from their destruction. The word of God is the ordained instrument for deliverance of all kinds. Join God's servant, Sunny E. Olide of the Comforter Revival International Mission, as he brings the word of God ordained for your deliverance. Welcome to the Comforter Hour of Healing and Deliverance.
As you lift us up again, we give all the praise in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Let's have a seat. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. No one else is worthy but the Lamb. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, the healer of all sicknesses and all diseases. No healer elsewhere, only Jesus. Jesus Christ, the healer of all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases. Jesus Christ, the healer of all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases. Jesus Christ, the healer of all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases. He cleared them of all. He cleared them. There is none that does not heal. Jesus Christ, the healer of all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases, including the one that medical science has yet to discover. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Galatians 3, 13. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, as it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Christ has redeemed us. Can you say Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law? He became a curse for me, that I may become a blessing for him. This passage summarizes how Jesus terminated all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases. We cannot solve the problem of healing, of sickness and disease, with the same level of thinking that created them. We cannot solve the problem of sickness and disease with the same level of thinking of what created them. I come again. We cannot solve the problem of sickness and disease with the same level of thinking of what created them. You know, God never created sickness and disease. Who created them? The devil. So, to solve the problem of sickness and disease, we must not think the way Satan thinks. Am I communicating, please? It's serious. If you capture this, we know that you cannot be sick again. Now, our brother began to sing when he came up. God said it. I believe it. You know, before we have been hearing that, God said it. I believe it. That says in. If you don't do something, nothing will happen. When God said it, you believe it, then you said it. It is then they can say it. If we don't say it, nothing will be settled. We cannot solve the problems of sickness and disease with the same level of thinking of what created them. Am I communicating? Now, what God created your life with, if there's any deformity in your life, I think you should go back to that. Normal reasoning. But our normal reasoning, we look for different ways. You see where I'm going somewhere. The first question you ask yourself, what are the causes of the law? Please give me this. Give me that your handkerchief.
What is this? Am I speaking French?
What is this?
Or whether you call it a piece of cloth or handkerchief. What is this?
A book. Jesus is representing this book. This handkerchief represents all manner of sickness and disease of human beings. If I burn this book now, what happened to the handkerchief?
It burns.
This is how Jesus healed all manner of sickness and disease. Our sickness and disease was laid upon him. He became our sickness and disease. When he died, our sickness and disease were died. That's what the passage was to say. Now, if I burn this book with, and the book burned to ashes, what happened to the handkerchief inside? Then, when Jesus died, what happened to our sickness and disease?
He dies!
If we have this knowledge, that is the foundation of receiving anything from God. For you to receive your healing and health, this is the foundation. Knowing that Jesus became our sickness and disease, when he died, our sickness and disease died. Am I communicating? When he was buried, our sickness and disease were buried. When Jesus went to hell, our sickness and disease went to hell. But when he rose from the dead, the sickness and disease couldn't rise. So may I tell you the truth today? All your sickness and disease, they are in hell. They are not with me. Christ has redeemed us. Redeem me, he bought you back from the curse of the law. Being made a curse for us, he became it. As it is written, curse is everyone that hanged on a tree. Simple. Do have good news, amen. Message Bible, message translation. That's the way he put it. Christ redeemed us from that self-defeating, cause life by absorbing, can you see now? By what? Absorbing our sickness and diseases completely. Into himself. Please give me this thing again. Give me this. This is what happened. He absorbed it. He takes into himself now. Completely. It does not remain anything. Do you remember the scripture that says? Do you remember the scripture that says? Cost. Is everyone who hangs on a tree. That is what happened when Jesus was nailed to the cross. He became a curse. And at the same time, dissolved the curse. Excuse me.
I don't cook. I don't know how to cook. But I notice that when our mother wants to cook, they only put the Maggi inside hot water. Why? To dissolve it. Oh my God. When Jesus absorbed our sickness and disease, he dissolved it in himself. So when he dies, your sickness and disease dies. Ha, they are not with me. Hi, Kai, Kai. Excuse me. What weakens you? He absorbed them. He died. And before he died, he made a proclamation. It is finished. Kai, 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 Kai. What happened to your sickness and disease? Eh?
It's finished.
You may not say, why am I having symptoms of sickness and disease? It's a past photograph. Yes. Excuse me. One day I saw the picture I snapped in primary school. I don't like to see it. How many of you have seen that? Yeah? You know it's true, but because they are your past photograph. But your present photograph is what you want to see. The truth of your present life now is Jesus himself. Honestly speak, I wish you understand this. No, when my brother was charging us, he was singing that song. I said, thank you. You see, God said it. I believe it. I said it as my own. Then it said to God. Listen to me. God created you by speaking. He delivered you by speaking. You will equally receive your deliverance by speaking.
Oh my God.
Kai, Kai. Excuse me. What happened to our sickness and disease? Jesus absorbed it. And dissolved it. Kai. Excuse me, man. You cook, right? You have cooked for us before. I know. Something happened. Any Maggi that you dissolve in hot water, can you remold it to the same shape again? God is telling you now that your sickness and disease can never be reshaping again. They are what? Dissolve. This is what happened. When he said, Christ, the anointed of God, has redeemed us. Not that he's going to redeem you from this. He has, he does it. And whatever he does is forever. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Who does that? Because he delighted in us. He does that because he delighted in us. He does that because your body is not for sickness and disease. Can you say my body? It's not the temple of sickness and disease. My body is not the temple of sickness and disease. But my body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. I don't like religion at all. Religion is too bad. See, see, see. What happened to our disease? Cause, you see, cause. If you want to read the cause, I will take it a little further, briefly. If you read Deuteronomy chapter 28 from verse 15 to 68, you will see that. The reason why we shout here, we cannot be sick again, we cannot be poor again, is because Jesus absorbed our sicknesses and disease. He absorbed our poverty and dissolved them. Let me read about two scriptures for you there. Let's go back to Deuteronomy 28. Including the one that is greater, more than COVID-19 is still coming, no? It's still coming, but it's not coming for you. The more they do research, I wonder why they do research on what devil has done. My own research is what God has done and what he's doing. Their own research is to discover, for me, is to discover whom God is, what he has done, what made people free. Am I communicating? Deuteronomy 28 now. We're going to read verse 15. Then we jump to verse 27, 28, and 35, and so on. That's what we'll be jumping. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe, to do all his commandments,
and a status which I command thee this day. That all these curses, do you notice the word curses? Shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Curses. But in our day, Christ became our curse. Verse 27. I don't know, I always get excited within me when I'm reading my Bible. Because that is where I was created. That is where I can find relevance. That's where I can find freedom. The Lord will smite thee with the bush of Egypt and with the emeralds and with calf and with the inch. When the thing is crashing it. Yeah, don't just crash it. Know where it comes from. And tell the thing to go back. Remind the devil who brought it, what Jesus has done for them. To them, they will go back. And with inches, whereof thou canst not be healed. Verse 28. The Lord shall smite thee with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart. Verse 35. I say 35. The Lord shall smite thee in the knee and in the legs with a sore bunch that cannot be healed from the sole of thy feet unto the top of thy head. Do you have some people like that today? Therefore, jump to 58 now. I'm just picking them one after the other. You see what Jesus delivered. That's why the greater prayer that you can pray where is to give thanks to God. I'm telling you. There is nothing we are looking for here on earth that Jesus has not provided. His death, his burial, and his restoration and ascension has provided them all for us. We just keep taking them one after the other. Am I communicating? If thou will not of thou to do the words, all the words of this law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear this glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God. 59. Then the Lord will make thy flesh wonderful, and the flesh of thy seed, even great flesh, and of long continuance, and sore sicknesses, and of long continuance. Verse 59. Moreover, he will bring upon thee all the diseases of Egypt, which thou wast afraid of, and they shall cleave unto thee. 51. Also, every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, then will the Lord bring upon thee until thou be destroyed. Are you seeing the cause? For Jesus. This Jesus, the Son of the Living God, this same anointed Jesus, came and said, now all these things is upon him for our sake. Honestly speaking, there is no amount of thanksgiving that we can use to pay back. Friends, did he redeem you from the curse of the Lord? If you are talking of sickness, and you should know that you are an essential. It's not mine. It can't be mine. I know it. I'm not praying against sickness. It can't come. Because I know who lives in me. Yes. This is the knowledge I want everybody to catch up. So that when Satan comes, you tell me, I've forgotten. What Jesus, the Son of the Living God, did for you on the cross of Calvary? Do you think that I'm a novice of it? In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who destroy you, I command you to leave. If we leave. If we. Am I communicating? 62. Hallelujah. And you shall be left few in number, whereas you were as the stars of heaven for multitude, because thou wouldest not obey the voice of the Lord thy God. 63. And it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoices over you to do you good and to multiply you,
so that Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught. And ye shall be plucked up from off the land without thou wert to possess, and so on. But the good news is this: Christ has redeemed us. When they are talking of this, you are not part of it. I am not part of it. Am I communicating now? This is what Jesus does for us. When they say, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, from sickness and disease, from all manner of sickness and disease, he has done what? He has redeemed us. How did he do it? He became our sickness and disease. When he died, then what happened to my sickness and disease? They died. When he was buried, my sickness and disease were buried with him. When he went to hell, because that's where sickness and disease came from, he left them there. When the power of God raised him up the third day, those things could not follow him. And in the resurrection Christ that lives in us. I don't know how you feel within you now. You may be saying, but why is he, am I feeling it? I will tell you why. And that's what we want to deal with today, by the grace of God. We're here yesterday dealing with a matter, and our brother made a sister, what of those who does not know this thing? What happened? You know, many have gone to hell. Many have died unfulfilled because of this. Do you understand? Many died even before 30, before 40, like that. Why? Is it because God is not God? God is still God, and he will be God forever. Do you know their problem? They did not know what God has made available for them in Christ Jesus. Am I communicating? What God has done is yours. Abi? Now it is yours for the taking. How to receive your healing ahead? That's what we are dealing with today. The first thing, the foundation of this is that you must know that Jesus Christ became your sickness and disease. On the cross, when they die, then they are all there. That's the first knowledge. That is the first knowledge. Then, Psalm 33, we read from verse 4 to 9. These are powerful words. All the words of God are very right, they are very pure, they are very holy, they are very powerful, they are very wonderful. They are miracle producing. Any word you can lay hold of. Hallelujah. For the word of the Lord is right. It's not wrong. The word of God is good, is pure. So whatever you pick from the word of God is the right thing. For the word of God, for the word of the Lord is right. And all his works are done in truth. These are my challenge. All the work that God did, he did it in his word. In truth. Sanctify them by thy truth. Thy word is truth. It means if you want to find out any word or anything that God does on earth, that you see in heaven and on earth, check the word of God. They are done. Without the word of God, God does nothing. Am I communicating? Without the word of God, your body is not complete. Nothing is made that was made in us. In truth. The truth is in the word of God. The truth is Jesus himself. And he says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. As you are hearing now, if today you believe it, and you will echo it with your mouth, honestly speaking, you are free. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. And all his works are done in truth. You shall know the truth. Where all my works are done, then the truth shall make you free. What is truth? Jesus is the truth. What is true? Reality. You know, some people will tell you, let's face reality, pa. My head is just as if they want to break into two. Actually, that's not the reality. Because the reality is that with his stripes, I am healed. The reality is that when Jesus died, my sickness and disease died. So that one you are speaking that the head is taking you is a fact. It's not the truth. There's a difference between truth and fact. I don't deny the fact, but I speak the truth. If we speak the truth continuously, you will keep defeating the devil always. If we keep speaking the truth continuously, you will keep defeating the devil always. If you will keep speaking the truth continuously, you will keep defeating the devil always. Always. Verse 5. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Not the badness of the Lord. It may position you on earth for his goodness sake.
Hallelujah.
How many of you are hearing what God is saying? That's the word of the Lord for you. Now, verse 6. Please, I want us to know this very well. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made. The word of the Lord, the heavens made. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were the heavens made. And all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. How did the heaven made the way? What of the earth? What of you and I? The way. Come and let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Whatever does not resemble God in your life, right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I terminate them. Because you were created in his image, you are created after his likeness. Is that sickness and disease in him? No. Is that growth in him? No. Is that shortage of blood in him? No. Is that abnormality in him? No. Therefore, whatever cannot be found in Jesus after restoration and as he's sitting at the right hand of God now will never be found in your life anymore. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Why? He spent his word and melted it. All you need for that growth to melt away, all you need for that issue of blood to dry up, all you need for that issue to stop, all you need for every abnormality to cease in your life is the word of the Lord. Psalm 147, verse 18.
Oh, Shikabrakine. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
He sendeth out his way and melted them. He covered his wind to blow and the waters flow. The word of the Lord is to melt whatever is not to go out of your life. Am I communicating now? He sendeth forth his word and do what? Melted them. Destroy them. I created this body primarily to be a place of glory. Whatever is not glorifying God in your body system, right now, I declare them terminating in Jesus' name. Because your body is created for his glory. For his glory. For his glory. A poor man who wakes up in the morning cannot go to war. Is it for the glory of God? No. Hear this. From now, in your body system, from the hair of your head, down to the sole of your feet, whatever does not glorify God there, right now, as the word of God go forth, it melts them away. And so shall it be. In Jesus' name. Go back to that Psalm 33. I'm going somewhere there. See, God said it. I believe it. I said it also. Then I said to the matter. Yeah. I told them, I don't read my Bible quietly. I don't read my Bible quietly. I read it loudly. Because it didn't say, I will quietly say. It said, I will boldly say. Did it say quietly say? You know, some of you don't be reading your Bible and be shaking your head like this. I read it boldly because he did not tell me to read it quietly. I don't shake my head when I'm reading my Bible. I speak it. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Hallelujah. He gathered the water of the sea together as a heap. He laid up the depth in storehouses. Verse 8. Let all the earth hear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. For he spake, and it was done. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and he stood fast. Whatever God has spoken is done. Whatever he commanded, they stood fast. This is the passage that changed my story in 2009. This passage. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and he stood fast. What is that? What is that with me? Is there any business I have? He said, yes. If you don't say what I say, you remain where you are. I say, ha. That's a matter. God, the Almighty God, do what? He spake, and it was done. He commanded. When Joshua cast that revelation, he caught it. He said, come. Move. Until I finish the assignment. And it was so. Because he ordered food. What God said. So we cannot solve problems with the same level of thinking of what created it. We can only solve problems with the level of thinking of he that solved problem. Do you understand my point now? Oh my God. God will never, when there was darkness, God never say, he doesn't describe the darkness. What did he say? Let there be. If a sick person is sick, what is he looking for? Healing. Then speak what God has spoken concerning your head. For his faith. And it was done. He commanded. And it's too far. Who will enter into that realm tonight? That's why you are here. Don't wait till the day you will be sick. Because the word of God is what is creative and curative. Do you understand? They are not with me. This is our brother. May God bless you, demon. And give you perfect understanding. Excuse me. Have you ever read in your Bible that Jesus himself said, you only have what to say? He said, you and I, we only have what to say. And God said, as you have spoken in my ear, so I will do. Don't think that those words are just minor words? For he has said that we may boldly say, have you seen all those in your Bible? Let you read them. Number 14:28. I was inside bus one day. And I was reading the material. And number 1428 came to life inside bus. It's glossy bus. I shouted. And I know that something has happened to me. Number 1428. I know something is happening to someone. Say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as ye have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. Who says so? God. Say, what he will do to you is exactly what he hears you saying. Is it not a clear ticket? Please give us an answer. Now, tell them this. As surely as I live, declare the Lord, I will do to you the very things I heard you say. It may, you know, there are issues now. It may, if I say nothing, you do nothing for me. If I say negative things, he allows Satan to give me the negative things. But if I say what he said, then he will do to me what he said. What a great scripture. Matthew chapter 12, verse 37. Today is the end of your sickness and disease. Because your mouth from today will begin to declare what God has spoken. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I know some of you say, how I wish I know this thing 30 years ago. It's not yet late. That's why you will be serious in speaking what is right than those who are still young. Maybe send the young one and see for what reason. But you that you understand, you know what negative speaking has done for you. You will consume it with all with all seriousness now. For by thy ways thou shalt be justified. And by thy word, thou shalt be condemned. Are you seeing the scripture? It means, what condemns a man is a man. It's not outside the man. No matter the thought that Satan gives you, it's not yet anything until you begin to declare it. And no matter what Jesus said to you, it's not yet anything until you begin to do what? To declare it. Say, from today, I receive fresh circumcision of my tongue to speak what is right in the name of Jesus. Give us anything. The words you say will either accuse you or condemn you. Words. Words are very powerful. Words create. Words destroy. Words build. Words reproduce. And anything you want to talk about, words. Words. As a study, they say, pastor children, they became great more than those who are not pastor children. Eh? Because in their house, no negatives were. I'm talking of not starting correct one. You don't see negatives in my head, you know. We're coming from Abuja one day. God made one sit and said, what do you mean by that? He said, you keep quiet. I said, where do you learn that one from? And what was saying was for a fact, but it's not the truth. Immediately stop it. No, there's no believer. Because you are in the earth, you are not of the earth. You are in the world, you are not of the world. Knowing that you are an ambassador here. So the government that controls you here is the government of heaven, not the government of this place. You have to think like that. Do you understand my point? Uh-huh. Then let's go to Hebrews. Chapter 13, verse 5. Let your conversation be without covetousness. And be content with such things as ye have. For God has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake you. Verse 6. God has said. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. Even in my trouble, is my very present help
in time of trouble. In my weakness, I declare the Lord is my strength. In my sickness, I declare with his stripes I am healed. It doesn't matter what I'm passing through. What matters, what becomes the end result, is what I say. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. And I will not fear what man shall do unto me. I will not fear what circumstances can do unto me. I will not fear what the devil can do unto me. Because the Lord is my helper. Give us an NLT, please. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. I say hallelujah. From verse 5. If there's anything I'm not tired of in life, is the word of God. Do you know why? What you hear always determine what is deposited into your life. Don't love money. Be satisfied with what you have. For God has said, I will never fail you. I will never abandon you. Verse 6. So we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. So I will have no fear. What can mere people do to me? Now look at it. There is something I'm causing now. If we really say, so we can say with confidence, the Lord is mine. So we can, the Lord is mine. Why do we say we can and later personalize it? Do you see what I'm saying? So we can say with confidence, the Lord is mine. It's supposed to say the Lord is our. He knew that many people may hear it, only few people may take it. Jesus said, many are called, but few are chosen. I believe you'll be part of those who God has chosen. Yes. God, for he has said, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is mine. These are my issues. So that we may boldly, it means out of 10 person, only one may decide to agree with that. I keep saying, that's why I use the word mine. The Lord is mine. Is the Lord your helper? Is he your present help in time of trouble? Can you say the Lord is my strength? Is my refuge? Is my present help in time of trouble? Now, how do we overcome all this and enjoy this blessing which the Lord has made available for us in Christ Jesus? Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. Hallelujah. Sickness and disease hangs in your life today. Weakness of all kinds hangs in your life today. Because he bore your sicknesses and your diseases. Himself took your infirmities and bear your sicknesses. With his stripes, I am healed. Can you say with all boldness, with the stripes of Jesus Christ, I were healed. Before I was born, my healing is available. Now, Revelation 12, 11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. What did the blood do? Blood redeemed us. Jesus redeemed us by his what? His blood. So remembering what the blood has done for you is the first key. He did not redeem you with corruptible seed. He redeems you with his own blood. And that blood is in heaven now. Satan cannot take it back. It's irrefundable. I bought on my tent. Where you buy the day?
It's not refund. You can't refund it. Once you go out of this superstore, now look at the next one. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Nobody loved his life to sickness and disease now. So what do you do? Having knowing that Jesus has purchased you, redeemed you from sickness and disease into healing and health, what next? With his blood. What next? What next? What next? You begin to declare it. Keep declaring until it becomes flesh in you. And the word became flesh. And dwell. This is the key to any successful person. Tell me any great man who ever lived and the one that is still living. The word. They always study before they answer. They don't just talk anyhow. Do you understand now? How do we overcome the devil and all his works? By the blood of the Lamb. The blood has purchased your freedom. Then the word. Begin to speak what God has spoken. 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 How many of you will enter into that realm from now? Revelation 5:9. I love that song very well. Holy are you, Lord God Almighty. What is the Lamb? What is the Lamb? Verse 9. Okay. And the song, a new song. Who is he talking about? You and I. Sing. They didn't sing that song once. Sing. It's a continuous thing. Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood, out of every kindred and tongue and people and nations. Has he redeemed you with his blood? How did he purchase you from sickness and disease into healing and health? Is it by injection? By his blood! Is it by diagnosis? You know one thing I know about diagnosis and everything they do? It's human being who programmed those things to the machine. Is that true? The machine they use to test people, who programmed it? The level of the knowledge they have, they program it in the machine. And the machine will now be telling me what how I look like. No. The only person that has the capacity to describe who I am is the word of God. Whether you believe it or not, you better believe it. You were created by the word of God. Therefore, if you have any problem, go back to the word of God. Go back to the word of God. That is why, let me tell you this. No matter great a man becomes, if he's not born again, he's a useless man. It's what? He has no life in him. He that has the Son of God has life. He that has not the Son of God has no life. He has no genuine life. He has no life that is connected to God. He has no life that fellowship with God. He only live by absorption. By what he can see, what he can smell, what he can taste, what he can hear. How can he hold me? Go and shake machine to tell me who am I? Is it normal? What Jesus never do, I don't think I will hear it. I don't care who does that. But to me, as far as I'm concerned, whatever the word of God says concerning my head, that is it. Am I communicating? You are not with me. Don't know one thing I noticed about the machine they are using to test you. If there is no light, it will not function. Is that true? But the word of God, whether there is never light or no never light, the word of God endures. Hallelujah. Do you understand me now? What did the word say to you? With his stripes, himself took my infirmities and bear my sickness. And with his stripes,
I will destroy it.
And the word of God tells me, there shall no evil happen to the just. And I saw that in my Bible, and I began to declare it, there shall no evil happen to me. Because God has made me his righteousness. I don't know about you, but this is me. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 21. There shall no evil happen to the just. Are you the just? Yes. And God said, there shall no evil happen to you. They are not. Are you confused? Not at all. You can't be confused here. Say with all authority, there shall no evil happen to me, the just. There shall no evil happen to me. Because I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. There shall no evil happen to me. Because I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. It's God that said it, and I believe it, and I said it, and it happened. Is that your Bible? Let's stand to our feet. Hence come to your sickness and disease. Hence come to your weaknesses. Can I say thank you, Lord Jesus, for purchasing me, for redeeming me from sickness and disease into healing and health. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for redeeming me from sickness and disease into healing and health. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Jesus Christ himself took my infirmities and bear my sicknesses. With his stripes, I am healed. With his stripes, I am healed. With his stripes, I am healed. The measure of my health is Jesus himself. Do you believe it? He's your healer. The measure of your head is Jesus himself. The measure of your strength is Jesus himself. Because he said, the Lord is my strength. Excuse me. Don't forget this. If you will master this, you will live in air all the days of your life. Do you understand now? Say, the Spirit of the Lord liveth in me. He giveth life to my mortal body. In the name of the Lord Jesus. From the hair of my head down to the sole of my feet, receive the life of Jesus. I call my eyes well in the name of the Lord Jesus. I call my ears well in the name of the Lord Jesus. I call my liver well in the name of the Lord Jesus. I call my kidneys well in the name of the Lord Jesus. I call every organ from my body. I call them well. I call my blood well. I call my muscles well. I call my bones well. I call my marrow well. In the name of Jesus. I call every faculty of my being well. And so shall it be. No more sickness for me. No more disease for me. All the days of my life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. My body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which liveth in me. My body is for the glory of God, not for sickness and disease. Therefore, any bacteria, any virus of sickness and disease that touches my body, die instantly because of the life of Jesus Christ that functions in my mother's body.
In my mother's body.
Give thanks to God. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus, this world will work wonders in your life.
Amen.
All the days of your life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And let the beloved of the Lord say,
amen.
Let the heal of the Lord say,
amen.
Let the heart of the Lord say,
amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this message.
For more of our messages, visit our website www.thecream.org.ng
or call the following numbers for more inquiries:
081-3553-7845,
080-6061-8421,
070-6227-0070,
081-3291-4775. Jesus is Lord.